This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background, track number 2 from the 14-track album, Impilo. I did promise you that this man will join me on the line, the Prince of Amapiano. We got introduced to him in 2020 when he dropped a joint album, Shona Malanga, with Mass Music, that is. And he hasn't stopped since then, right? Always giving us dope tunes, man. If you see him on the credits of a song, you will know that this is definitely a banger. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, and he has a new album out. Adventure Family, help me welcome on the line the man of the moment himself. He goes by the name of Amos. Good afternoon, my brother.
King Bez. Afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Good, good, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you, man.
Man, congratulations. Before we get into the conversation, congratulations. You're doing wonders. I'm inspired so, so much. It's so sad that I don't have you in studio, but what can we say? This is better.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I would have loved to be in studio too, but thank you. Thank you. Nevertheless, we're going to have a great show.
No, most definitely. I mean, my brother, there's a couple of TikTok videos, you know, you put up, and I mean, you had people talking. So I really, really have to ask, are you a father or the visuals were symbolic to the new album, maybe?
Yes, very symbolic to the album. The name of the album is Impilo. With my daughter, his name is also Impilo Mpilente.
Wow.
So really, I was dedicating the everything to my daughter, you know, because it has been quite a journey, you know. Recording an album and having a precious gift from God, you know. Amazing. So, yeah, man.
Oh, man, amazing stuff. I mean, Amos, the last time I made you gave us a body of work was 2021 with Himilo. It has been features on features and singles. Why do you think you waited so long, you know, to drop a project?
It's just business decisions that I took. You know, I needed to find myself a good team, a good PR, people who's going to represent me very well before I can even consider dropping an album, because it's just so much business that goes through, and I needed to understand the music business also. You know, so I really depended on features that could keep me relevant, you know, but now I believe I've grown so much that I can run independently.
Most definitely. I really need to ask, Amos, I really need to ask, how long did it take you to make Impilo?
Yo, Impilo is the longest album that I've ever made, a project rather. It started, I think, 2 years back.
Wow.
With different producers, you know, trial and errors, different songs couldn't make it, some did. You know, there's just a lot of things that are going on. Hence, Impilo, you know, signifies the journey that I had through the making of the project.
Oh, most definitely an awesome man. I mean, you gave us a 14-track album with amazing people on it. Now, I need to ask, how did you decide on who to work with on this project?
Well, it's based on the energy and the content of the song. You know, some songs are more relevant to more grown-up artists. Like, for instance, I've just dropped another banger, 10K in Gomo, with Something Story to and Shasha. And I'd like to believe it speaks, they would interpret it better, you know, because they're in that age group where they would likely to be having those low-baller conversations, you know. it's really about the song and the context of the song.
Most definitely. I mean, Amos, you've also, you know, been in the game for quite some time, and you've worked with almost everyone. And I need to ask you, are there some artists that you'd still, you know, like to hop on their songs, or maybe they'd like to, or you'd like them to hop on yours?
Of course, man. You know, up until today, I'm still looking forward to work with Black Coffee. I really, really want to work with Black Coffee. I believe we can create some magic, you know.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you just said it with your mouth, and I'm sure God, wherever it is like, this one doesn't know. In a short space of time, it's going to be happening.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. And Impilo, the album, man, to someone who is yet to listen to the full body of work, how would you describe it to them?
It's a very diverse and colorful project. You know, it really speaks about different aspects of life, not just my life, but life in general. You know, some things that I went through, you know, and things that other people have went through. I really dive deep into topics that are not really spoken about, you know. So I believe people will be blessed, are blessed to have that album. And
amazing.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, you're missing out. You better make sure you stream the album.
Most definitely, man. I mean, this is your baby, Impilo. But I need to ask, but what's your favorite track on the album? I need to put you on the spot, Amos. I need to.
I definitely know that that's got to be Vumile with Nomfundo Mo. I love the song with so much, with all my heart, you know. I think it speaks volumes, you know. So I love that song.
Speaking of the songs, is there maybe a track on the album that almost didn't make the cut?
Ooh. Yes. that must have to be probably Mukutsuri.
That has to be?
Mukutsuri.
Track number 7 with Marumba Peach.
Yeah. Almost couldn't make it to the project.
Wow, interesting.
But I remember that I've got great fans there in Limpopo.
Yeah, yeah.
That I can't afford to support. So I had to squeeze it in quickly.
All right. My brother, thank you so much. All the best. I know you have a busy weekend, but all the best, man. Thank you so much for always taking your time to come and speak to us. May everything work out well for you. We're rooting for you. And I can't wait to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But before you hang up, on the 9th of November at Emperor's Palace, I'm doing my album launch. So anyone who's in Joburg around that date, please make sure Emperor's Palace tickets are available to Compute Ticket. Thank you very much.
Why are you not inviting us? We want those exclusive seats. We must be there.
Ah, bruh. Should you come, I'll give you the VVIP.
Ha, you see, that's the story. No, I'll hit you up, my brother. I'll definitely be there.
Uncle. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of you.
All right. Same to you, my brother.
Nah, wait.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.